Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed, Rob Stewart.
Don't be.
I mean, totally obsessed. I can't stop.
I don't like this.
It is in my brain 24/7.
Mike, the last time you were like this, it was Moulin Rouge.
I know.
And that was not a good time.
I don't care. There's nothing I can do about La La Land.
I know why you love it. Because it is the second best picture in the world.
Don't get me started. I'm not sure why. It is, I mean, I am right now, I am at a stage where I am searching for people in my family that haven't seen it, and everybody's seen it. So I'm desperately, I texted Elizabeth. I said, have you seen La La Land yet? I want to tell you. She goes, yes, I have, Dad. I said,
like a year ago.
It was amazing. Yeah, it's late. I know I'm late. I know.
Hi, Elizabeth. Have you seen The Empire Strikes Back?
No. It's look. Hey, still in theaters. Don't I get a free pass?
Yeah, you
still
do. In theaters.
No, extended release.
But also, it was in limited release for a long time.
Hey, you know I had what? No intention had to start, seeing it at the beginning.
Mike, do you remember we had to search it out?
Mm-hmm.
We had to figure out which theater was actually showing it.
I know. It was. You know what? It was. It really was something that I was not intended to even see.
Will you see it again in the theater before it leaves the silver screen?
I used to live in Paris.
This is an audition. This is the second song.
I remember she used to
I think this is the. This is not. This is one of two songs that was nominated.
Too many songs in my
humble opinion.
My humble opinion.
Okay, see, you're not. No one's as into it as I am. No one. No one is. No one is.
I wanted more acting, less singing.
I think Ryan Gosling may have even moved on.
He's probably moved on. But I can't.
We never talked about Gosling's sister.
Oh, at the Oscars, who was beautiful. Listen, how beautiful this song is right here.
Who's that?
This is Emma Stone. I know it doesn't sound like much. Oh yes, La La Land. The water. The fools who dream. Here's to the fools who dream, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
If you haven't gotten your ass out to see,
also starred in Superbad with Jonah Hill.
This is true.
Right.
Yes. Get your ass out to see it.
Let's isn't that quote the on the poster, Mike?
What's that?
Get your ass out to see it. Mike O'Mara, TMOS.
I know.
Superbad on
that's
demand.
Enough. That's enough. I'm done. Thank you.
I like the first song better. It's more peppy.
Make a love.
Well, yeah, I know. You haven't seen it yet. Nor will you.
You should see. This is right up your alley, Rob.
He doesn't go to current movies.
What's don't turn this. This is not
he goes to the Alamo. That's the most expensive theater in the world.
You go to the Alamo to see Jerry Lewis.
What? No. That's a lie on
to
every
see
level.
Wizard of Oz or Gone with the Wind.
What's the last movie you saw there?
The last movie I saw at the Alamo, I can't tell you. I normally go to the other theater out there.
I don't live there. I wouldn't.
He doesn't even know the theater. He doesn't even know the theater.
What an idiot!
He's so stupid. He doesn't even know the theater he goes to.
You would admit that's commonplace. Like,
the Cobb Theater.
The Cobb Salad.
Yeah,
Cobb. Is there an old man that sits in the window? Hey, it's Cobb.
Yeah, Mike. It's owned by Lee Jacob, actually.
Well, that's what I was looking for. That's why I was
there. With Krugers.
Yeah. Hello, Father Paranoia. Thanks for coming to the theater. Hey, you. It's early in the show, and I'm doing a Lee J. Cobb impression. Yeah, slow down, Father Paranoia. Yeah, you like the movies?
Rob.
You like the Rob knows the movie I'm doing. I'm doing The Exorcist.
Doing The Exorcist,
hey,
yeah.
Father Paranoia.
That's the last new movie I saw in the theater.
Lee J.
The Exorcist,
So, it started yesterday. It continued all
How
day.
How did it I begin? Not, How did it began, begin? It,
a delayed earworm that was so in my head that yesterday I just couldn't stand it. And I said, I have to, I'm driving along with Carla and I said, would you let me go to this movie again? And she's rolling her eyes because she wasn't as into it as I was.
Right.
And I said, and then Carla, what did Carla do? I had the little guy, we were picking up the little guy. And I'm in the parking lot waiting for my bride, and she goes in, and I'm like, hey, you idiot. It's got a soundtrack.
Yeah.
Download the soundtrack and pop it on. And so
use the internet to access music.
Carla comes back to the car, and I got it cranking, and she rolls her eyes.
And she says, the marriage is over.
The little guy didn't have any sleep, and so Carla says, I'm going to run into the grocery store. Can you sit out in the car with her? No, better yet. We got home, and he was asleep. He was napping. I said, I'll stay in the car. And I'm listening to the soundtrack like over and over again. And I'm texting my daughter and I'm texting my sister and they've all seen it. And yes, it was in my head, but I'm not going to look. The bottom line is I'm not going to burden people on the show with listening to this constantly. There's just
it's happy.
It is.
It's really happy. Mike.
Thanks for that review. It's happy.
Yeah.
Look, I fully admit that I am more into this movie and more into the soundtrack than a lot of people, but I guarantee there's some of me out there. Here's the vocal. Now, the vocals are not strong, but the music is the music.
Is all of the music original?
She's okay. Talking a lot of the lyrics.
Well, that's the Rex Harrison thing.
Ah, okay. Yes, yeah. I was like, do you sing, lady?
That's all I wanted to say was La La Land.
Do you ever say pipe up? It's always pipe down, isn't it?
Can I say this, though?
No, I want her to sing to actually feel it.
I understand.
You know what's also refreshing? It's refreshing for once, and I said this the other day, to have something that's really, really popular that I'm really, really into. Because that just doesn't happen at 57.
It's positive.
That's true.
Positive.
So I'm milking it for all it's worth. Thank you very much. All right, got it.
There'll be many fabulous musicals next year because, as you know, Hollywood is followers.
This is the way I look at it. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. This is you know the last time?
Like Casablanca.
Check the date on Fiddler on the Roof or The Sound of Music, okay? We're talking 60.
Or Chicago. Right?
Yes.
The thing about Chicago didn't do it for me. I'll be honest with you. This did. This one did.
Doing jazz
this
hands.
One I am all in. Did I hear Ashley in the background?
No. You heard our Miss Maddie is here.
Maddie, have you seen it? Have you seen it, Maddie? Have you seen La La Land?
Haven't.
Okay. Do you like musical
stuff? Yeah, I love musicals. I definitely want to see it.
How would you like for Mike O'Mara to fly you to Florida?
Oh my
All right,
God.
Why don't you just shut up? Why don't you just shut up right now? I just
That's
can't
creepy.
Help but be summarily mocked on this program. I'm here to also tell you that had a very, very nice conversation with a person known to all of you, Marcus Serta.
Hey!
I had that today.
Yeah,
Rob.
Right.
Rob's that sincere.
His phone
Rob
started working.
Right. Really, really sincere.
Had he seen La La Land?
No, he had...
Hey, Marcus.
Ryan Gosling plays the piano.
He had called me and left messages before I was snarky with him on the show yesterday.
Oh.
So he had left a message for... He had called me, and then I had gotten on the show and said he hasn't called me, so it was really not fair on my part. But the bottom line is it was a very, very nice conversation.
Good.
It was very productive, and everything is okay.
Was there a lot of this?
Did
he make you feel good about everything?
No, it was me more making him feel good. I think.
Oh, I thought he owed you an apology.
Hey, Mike.
No,
the old
I don't think
theory.
So.
MPFG.
You know what he
make
offered?
Make people feel good.
He offered an explanation of his snarky appearance on the show.
Is it shareworthy?
Yeah, we've had it happen to people.
Name
before.
Names.
He was in with a client. He was in an office situation where he could not be demonstrative.
I
and
see.
That look, as soon as he said that, I was okay with it. I was fine with that. And he also said to me that he still likes doing Omericast.
Likes.
And I said, you know, there are other people that are out there that like doing Omericast that would do it. And I think that
Ben Levin.
He's kind of cool with letting people pop in and under the banner of Omericast, like people like Brett Whitmarsh. And I said, Marcus, if you wouldn't mind, can you facilitate that? And so I think he's got other people that
like to do that. And I just said
that's
I didn't
fair,
want
Mike.
To have I didn't want to have ten fan shows separately.
Yeah, no, you don't want to dilute the product. Together. And one of his most brilliant ideas, and I will say it's brilliant, is to bring a new P1 styled listener aboard every week to discuss the show with him, because
just like La La Land,
you get a different viewpoint.
Guest host.
Yeah. Be the Emma to his Ryan Gosling.
Then he drove away in his convertible out on the L.A. freeway.
Sure.
And then they came in and he sounded like a woman with a close-up. Listen.
Anyway. Do you get deep into movies? Do you start looking at the way they shot the scenes?
I'm going to see this movie. If I get through the weekend without seeing this movie on my own for the second time, I will be very
surprised.
I think
I'm going to go back.
And then I will see it a third time with my daughter when she gets into town next week.
Because she's ready to see it again.
That's right. So getting back to Marcus, it's all good.
That's excellent news.
Fine. And I mean, he gets it. And look, I'll say to all of you what I said to Marcus. I said, Marcus, this started out as a labor of love, and that's all that I was concerned about. That if you weren't doing it, you didn't like doing it anymore. And if you still like doing it,
no strings attached.
And mm-hmm. There aren't strings attached. No. And I just like having it. And then he also mentioned to me that he was heading to New York this weekend to see Tony Perkins and Gary Stein, who are going to be at Caroline's
Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Gary Stein and Tony Perkins are going to be at Caroline's. I'd
Broadway.
Love to get Tony on the show. I know Tony works late, but
he's up there now.
You want to call him now?
I'd love to get a little plug and see if we could get Tony on the show to talk about the appearance at Caroline's.
If not, we can get you Rob Ford.
I sure Gary. We don't need to get that happy. I will tell you this, that I wish I was more diligent on my end and had been aware of the appearance up there. I would have promoted it better.
Was funny because, not to pull back the curtain too much, uh-huh. There really wasn't a back and forth about it.
No, it just sort of happened.
Yeah. And I saw him on Saturday and I was like, oh, that's this week coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it wasn't like, hey, can you promote? It was just kind of like, hey,
yeah.
That's it.
There was they're going to be broken out on the air.
Well, yeah. If it's tonight, that's you know what? We do no good by doing it tonight. So,
well, I already texted him. If he doesn't want to be back,
if he comes on to talk about it,
that would
be awesome.
No big deal. Arofo's up there, though, staying at Gary Stein's house.
Oh, no.
Because Gary lives
in
New York, right?
He lives outside of New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Rofo outside of New York is dangerous.
Right.
I think Gary lives in a converted, it was a factory, I think, that built matches. And it's a big
New York City prop.
Yeah, a big loft that he lives in.
You know, Caroline's, New York City. I could see that on the docket in the future.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be a fun road trip someday. That'd be something. I could
love
see us
that.
Going to the big city. You know, we got people up there.
Wait, I mean, it's so easy for us.
Yep, easy for
yes.
And easy for me too. Who can't fly to New York? I think everything is right in the land of the network, and everything is fine. And as I said, the prime directive for me is to get people excited about our show. That
yes.
is the truth. That's
and
what I told Marcus.
For you to get healthy.
Yes. Well, that's a work in progress.
Yes.
That is but I will tell you, I'm healthier than I was a week ago.
You seem
that's
happy.
The way
no,
I
yeah, you do.
I'm very, very up. I'm very positive.
Mike, that's the power of good thinking and the power of good music.
Yeah, with that, all that positive, I've got a little negative for you. We're going to take a break and then come back with the mailbag.
your letters. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
He turns.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Look at you guys. Look at you doing something with your life. You made a little plan for yourself, and you're out at a show. Good for you. Even though I know you wanted to cancel, texting each other before the show, we still gonna go to this thing? Yeah, don't you wanna go? No, I do. Just seeing if there's any weakness on your part. I will tear this night down. I'll be home with my pants off all night. Oh, there's nothing better in the world than canceling. It's just a dream. Oh, just going from I have to do something to I'm doing nothing. Oh, canceling dinner plans with another couple. Oh, you think we can cancel? Yes, we can. I don't have to watch her chew or listen to him talk. Yes. Canceling the gym? Oh, that one's the best. You don't even have to call anybody. Just do it in your head. Not going. Done.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Just got an idea.
Yeah.
Having that kind of day, we ought to get listeners to do intros to the show.
Oh, I'd like that.
I think that would be one of, just like Wade Byard. And that would be a wonderful way to jog participation in our program.
Send them to me at mailbag. I'm sorry, rob@mikeomarashow.com. Same address for the mailbag.
Yeah, you want to do a Wade Byard for us? We'd love to hear it. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show is a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Movement Watches. I'm wearing mine right now. Take a look at that beauty.
Beautiful. Yeah.
That is my Movement Watch. I love it. Here's a true story. This company, MVMT Movement, they were started by two broke college kids that wanted to wear stylish watches but couldn't afford them. So they started their own watch company. We all love our Movement Watches. You'll love yours. They feel great. They look great, and people really notice them. Here's the best part. They start at just $95. They're great watches. At a department store, this same watch that I'm wearing would cost you $400 to $500. How'd they do it? They figured out that selling online eliminates middlemen and the retail markup. It's classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism, with over a million watches sold in over 160 countries, wow, and always at the best possible price. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movementmvmtwatches.com/TMOS. My watch has a really clean design. I don't know if you can really see it on the Ustream today if I'm showing that to you, but I'll take it off to show you that. This has got, it's kind of a Submariner.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Mariner look, right?
Mike, you mentioned that people look at that watch and like, what type of watch is that? Yep. And I love showing them. And I was like, look, there's a Movement Watch A, B, the price is right.
Yeah.
I love the watch. And they get bigger and better, and they get nicer, and they change their designs. It's a great website. Get 15% off. Go to movementwatches.com/TMOS. Now's the time to step up your watch game. Go to movementwatches.com/TMOS and join the movement. Switch to new song for Mike O'Mara. There we go. Yeah,
oh,
baby.
Oh, a new one.
From the soundtrack of La La Land. How do you like
this
that?
This is when she takes off her top.
Yep. Yeah. Full frontal.
Baby.
And he takes off his bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah. La, 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 la. All right. And that ferret gets involved.
I just
it's a sugar glider.
Myself, oh, so go see it.
Is that was that a vocal or an instrumental?
So
that was an instrumental. That's why
I like it.
It was an instrumental. Yeah. Not all going
a lot of sax.
Lots of sax. Yeah.
Yes.
The you know, the vocal would be would be this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
this
yeah
is the winner. Is this the title track, Mike?
Hit single.
Yeah, that's Another Day of Sun. That's the. They've got two L.A. songs. They have City of Stars, and they have Another Day of Sun. So this is the one that. And this takes place on a freeway. How perfect is that?
Mike, I think this song is called La La Land.
Hey, would you ever move the show to L.A.?
Oh, you're
There's
asking
sun
me
there.
You're asking me a difficult.
It's La La Land, Mike.
Question.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but it's also traffic lights.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, the Dream Factory.
Yeah, you know, I'll move the show. Oscar?
Yes.
Oscar?
Yes.
You quadruple the business on the show, and I will consider moving to LA.
Still don't think we could afford it.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. Anyway, are we ready for the mailbag?
We are, Mike, because it's not about us.
No, it's not about us at all. It certainly has been at the opening of the show. But really, it's all about you, everybody.
It's all about you.
You.
It's all about you.
What?
All the time, all these things that I do. It's all about you.
What?
It's all about you.
That's all he's doing now. I like that when he just does what.
That's
all,
yeah,
that
because she goes you. What? Yeah. And Mike, don't forget, new element for Ben McDaniel.
It's all about you.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy birthday.
Let's start today. We begin with a birthday wish from Heather Hansen. Pony swinging neighbor.
Whoa!
To Kate Smith Morse.
Mm.
Kate is turning 30 tomorrow, and Heather met her
through Pony.
Look out.
How about this stuff? You know, anything you want to add on to this, Funny Boy Maflow?
Not really. I want to see where this goes first.
Yeah. I think, hey, Mike, I think Pony knows where it goes.
Yeah. All right. So, gross. Heather Hansen, she wants a birthday wish from Heather to Katie.
Yes.
Kate, is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. She's a 29-year-old. Wow. Mm. And now she's 30. We hope your birthday is as lovely as you are. Kate Smith Morse. What can you tell me about Kate Smith Morse? And it says here she's single, so what can you say, Pony? Is
what do you know?
She's not single.
It says that Pony is single. It says that, remember,
Pony is still single.
Yeah.
So is Kate married?
Well, she's not married, but she's dating a guy, and she lives in Baltimore.
Exciting. Oh.
Well, what is the living in Baltimore have to do with
it? Well,
Pony doesn't negative, like
that he wouldn't drive to Baltimore if it was a beautiful chick. Yeah,
exactly.
Wants to go to Baltimore. No,
yeah, I got myself a girl. Her name is Kate Smith Morse, and she stays in Baltimore.
You're aware. You're aware, like, that they have people that are married that one spouse works in L.A. and the other in New York. You're aware of that, right?
She's living with her boyfriend.
All right.
Hey,
That was wonderful.
Classic Pony.
Next letter. Hi, guys. I would like to wish my son, William, great name, by the way.
It is.
A very happy birthday, March 7th. I don't want to mention how old he'll be because it would call attention to my advanced age.
Oh.
Well, that's somebody making it about them.
Yeah.
Suffice it to say, he's over 21. I've been trying to get that boy to subscribe to your podcast for years. I'd really like to give him the bonus package for his birthday. So, William, what do we have for William? If you listen to this episode today, mention it to me. Not only will I give you the bonus package for your listening pleasure, I will also give you $500.
Look out.
Whoa.
Promise. Let's see if he responds. Angela, that is a great
Isn't
letter.
It?
That is a great letter
like
to
an
see
Easter
if
egg.
William. Angela, the only thing I would ask is please follow up with Rob.
Yeah, let us
and
know.
And let us know if he did respond. That's a great letter. Moving right along. Hi, boys. My son, Matt Barnes, is turning 44 this Sunday. Yeah. My son is turning 68 this weekend. My daughter Shelley, is 103.
Dear Mike O'Mara Show, I'd like you to congratulate my grandson on his joining the AARP.
Generations.
Hi, boys. My son, Matt Barnes, is turning 44 this Sunday. I would love it if you could wish him a happy birthday in the interest of mailbag brevity. No other stick is required. Thanks, Linda Barnes. Can I do this one solely?
Please.
Solo,
please.
A birthday song? Okay, here we go. And this is Matt Barnes. All right.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from Linda. That's wonderful. That's terrific.
We're going to let you sit in the sun today.
It's also sweet, right? I don't think mom would ever write in when I'm 44, which is just around the corner. God's sakes.
I'm old too. I get it. Moving right along, I just wanted to drop you guys a note to tell you that I have just returned from a trip to Cuba to visit my fiance's family. Oh, that's exciting. Cuban Pete playing. Hey. Cuba.
Call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the room.
Lucy and Desi dancing.
When I play the maracas, I go
chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
If Carla really does want to go to Cuba, I recommend reaching out to people who have visited recently for advice.
Uh-oh.
That sounds like maybe a warning.
Yes.
There is a lot that I wish we had known before we went. I've told Carla right now, she's hot to trot to visit Cuba, and I'm not.
Right.
I don't think, for some reason, I won't go into the details, Oscar.
Oh, you're the best,
Mike. I think it's a good idea to sit tight in the United
States. Did she mention
the
phrase, quickie Cuban divorce?
The biggest thing is make sure you always have hand sanitizer, toilet paper, and be prepared to hover, even in the nicer places.
Ooh.
There is no guarantee of toilet paper or a seat. Thanks for everything. Strength. Love you all, Daphne Murphy. So it sounds like maybe it's a little...
dicey.
Developing countries. Locked in a time capsule forever.
Next letter. Hi, gang. I always wondered how Rob became such a big Elvis fan. Also, where does the expression box come from? As in, she was so box. I'll hang up and listen. Lori Sandler of Canada, you are on Spiewak. Oh, you're on your own on this
one. Okay, well, my mom was a big Elvis fan. There's actually pictures of her in her bedroom when she was a young teen.
With Elvis?
And no, not with Elvis, but she had Elvis posters and pictures.
I was like, whoa. And
so I get it from my mom. There was
she
a
banged
lot.
Elvis.
She did, twice.
Yeah. Hey, man. Small world.
It was. And the thing is that there was always music in my house, and all of my music is rooted in what my parents listened to.
That's easy. What about the box?
Though? Box, that was Brad's expression, and I picked up on my buddy Brad saying she's boxed. Brad also invented Vish ass, but I went
Brad
to,
invented box?
Well, I don't know that he invented it, but I first heard it from him. So
what's
I went
mean?
To the Urban Dictionary yesterday.
Yes.
And invariably, box just means a woman's place.
Yes.
You didn't know that?
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
right.
I knew
you
it.
You knew that.
I knew that, okay. But I never made the connection.
So let me take over here.
Please.
Okay. The expression box is basically you want to be near her vagina.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Which,
it is.
By the way, is crass.
Oh, I don't
it's
know.
It's very crass.
But you
it
know
is.
What? Although it's crassly thing. It's crassly expressed, it's actually a very lovely gesture of love.
Oh. No, that's the same as your old man putting up dirty pictures of girls on the internet.
Yeah. I don't know that they're dirty. That's a that's a celebration of womanhood.
Well, I like them. Lori Sandler of Canada. I hope she's not of Canada. She's Lori Sandler of Canada. Her last name is Canada.
She's
hey,
from
Lori,
Cuba.
How do you get named after? How do your last name become a country?
Anyway, look on Urban Dictionary.
I sounded like Norm MacDonald just said. Hey, Lori Sandler, Canada. You got a whole last name as a country, huh? Well, that's something special, isn't it? Boy, I tell you, last names are great, but what if you had a last name that's a country, too? That's pretty special, isn't it? Yeah, that's pretty terrific. Lori Sandler, Canada. Jeez. I tell you, my name's MacDonald. I didn't know any of that. That's a restaurant chain. I was excited about that. You got a whole country named after you, huh? Lori Sandler, Canada. Man, I wonder, you hang out with people that have countries for last names? You go down to the Democratic National Committee and have a lunch with Donna Brazil? Do you do that? What do you do? How about that? Anyway, moving right along. Hello, friends. It's that time of the year when Old Balls McGillicuddy turns another year older. Old Balls. Old Balls McGillicuddy. Mike Kretsch will be 50 this year.
Wow.
I didn't think he loves anything as much as your show. If your Amazon portal doesn't have it, he doesn't buy it. He also has a weird obsession with the LPGA. These are funny, quirky letters today. Well, I could... You know, everything's kind of tied together. I can understand the fascination with the LPGA.
Sure.
I'd go to an LPGA event in a heartbeat. I think the Brad's word applies.
Yes.
So
Julie
maybe
Inkster.
Maybe Jennifer can wish him a happy birthday. Thank you all for an amazing show. Well, I got to signal her because she's...
we don't have to spin for this?
Well, she's power washing the front porch.
Well, it's about time.
Let me see if she's out there. They want you... Yeah, they want you, darling. Yeah, oh, she's coming in. She's going to come in right
Magnificent
now.
Magnificent theater.
Here she comes.
Yeah. Hi, Jen. Sorry, I'm all wet.
Jennifer.
I'm all wet. I've been power washing the porch. Hi, guys.
What are those? Are those new culottes, darling?
They're not culottes. They're gym shorts. Cut it out. They're my work clothes.
You've been doing a lot of spring cleaning these days.
Yeah, what do you want? What do you need? I got to get out and finish the job. What do you want,
Zach,
Rob?
Well, it's not me. It's Zach Leach.
Zach Leach? What does Zach Leach want?
Well, you know his nickname. Do you remember his nickname?
Oh, Balls McGillicuddy.
That's him?
All right. Bye.
Bye.
She doesn't have time for us.
Getting all the buttons moved around here. Next letter. I just wanted to drop you guys a note to tell you that I have just returned from a trip. Oh, that's Cuba. I already did that. Where the hell am I?
It's greetings.
I'm losing my place.
We're in the United States, Mike.
I'm terribly sorry. Greetings. I am originally from Japan and live in New Mexico currently. I am so sorry for my broken writing English. English is not my first language. My husband, Don Johnson, not the Don Johnson, but a Don Johnson, has been listening to your show for a long time, and I just became a huge fan of your show also, who had recorded it also.
Everyone knows my birth records were lost.
In an old fire. I am only listening to your show for a short period of time. However, I would like to ask Mr. Santana a favor. Would Mr. Santana kindly record his laugh and share it with me? Because I would love to use his laugh on my phone as a default ringtone. You're going to have to record that on your own. Just listen to the show. He does it quite often. I am not talking about a small laugh. I'm talking about he is laughing his ass off laugh.
Yes.
I would really appreciate. Well, something really bad has to happen to Rob, and then exactly. You'll get that response.
Yeah, yeah, it would you'll be get a, that at least once a week.
A nice stroke or a blockage, that'll bring it.
I would really appreciate your help. Thank you for a great laugh and entertainment. That's a like the biggest rave I've ever gotten for your laugh.
Low platelet amazing? Count. Wait for that.
Says it. You are all great, Keiko Johnson. Keiko, I wonder what nationality that is. Oh, she's from Japan.
So Japan,
I thought
she was but living in New Mexico.
For a birthday greeting.
She's from Japan.
No, just wants your laugh.
Tokyo Drift,
dancing
Keiko.
On the soundboard today. Underrated. My boys, next letter. My boys, my boys. I have a question for you all. When someone in the studio has a human emotion other than anger, do you have to explain this to Mac?
Mac!
As an alien, does he understand emotions such as sadness or elation? That's somebody really picking on Mac. I'm just curious what it's like working with a pod person. Keep up the funny, fellas. Love you long time. I'll hang up and listen. Jamie Ferrante. P.S. Pony. You the man, yo.
Yeah, yo.
Hey,
yeah.
That's a good letter.
A fan. That
yeah,
was
great.
A good letter. I like that. Bubbles. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and company, thank you for consistently being one of the brightest parts of my day. 6 times a week as a father of 3 boys, 7, 10, and 13, I especially relate to the stories of fatherhood that sneak into the show. My oldest 2 have spoiled me as a parent. Super smart, nice, and do well in and outside of school. The kind that let you just coast on autopilot like Julia. Then there's my youngest.
Oh.
He's strong like Robert.
Oh, dear.
He was diagnosed with apraxia of speech very early in his life. Do you know what apraxia is?
He explains it here.
It's a disorder that results in problems learning how to correctly form the right sounds for words. My wife and I had a parent-teacher conference this morning. Given his struggles and the school's recommendations to just move forward, I'll just say that it was rough, to the point that I got to witness my wife break down in tears in the hallway afterward. This is turning into a very sad letter. Trying to console her, it was hard not to feel helpless at that point. As I tried to pick myself up, come to work, and move on with my day, I repeatedly thought how I just need to plug in my headphones and get some TMOS to turn my day around. You have that kind of effect on so many listeners. I sincerely appreciate it. God bless you guys and your ability to cast so much light into this world. Thanks, John. Well, thank you, John. What a beautiful
wow,
letter that is.
Wow, that's so sweet.
Good luck. And
hey, yeah, look, if I can get on the radio, anything's possible.
True.
True dat.
Yes.
You demand, yo. Yeah,
the Olympics.
Next letter says, hi, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. Why lately do so many fan letters include the phrase, I'll hang up and listen? Best regards, Carol. Unemployed in Raleigh, North Carolina, but it's the first break I've had in 30 years, so it's not all bad. Welcome to unemployment. That is true. When you get a little break.
Was that sort of, that started with Rush, didn't it?
Yeah, it's a talk show thing, people.
I hate it.
They get their little thing out, and they're just such professional callers. They say it, we mock it, and our listeners mock it. So that's the simple answer to that.
All right.
Next letter, I would like to wish a happy birthday to my brother, Scott Bergson. Next Tuesday is a monumental birthday as he finally leaves his douchebag 30s. 39 was a tough year for Scott as his relationship with Condoleezza Rice imploded and the vivacious Merle Rogers dumped him for Nikki Diamond. Ouch. He is a great brother, a great uncle, and a scratch golfer. We connect by discussing the antics of all the More Network personalities. We are very thankful to you all for this bond. A simple happy birthday song from the TMOS crew will surely jumpstart his 40th year. Thank you all, Mac Birdson. So for Scott Bergson, how about the song? Here we go.
Merle Rogers.
Scott scratch. First, Condoleezza. And our last letter. Hello, Irishman, Bolivian, and whatever Rob is. Since
Polish.
Mike said Polish, he's so Polish. Since Mike said on a previous mailbag that it's okay to send in random questions, thoughts, as opposed to just birthday requests, absolutely, I thought I would try my luck. I've been wondering for a long time now where the phrase safe home came from when Rob uses it as a goodbye to people who pass away. I don't know where it comes from.
It's Irish. I looked it up. It's an Irish thing. It comes from slancha something, meaning safe home.
Okay.
Yeah.
I recently found myself using the phrase trying to express my sympathy for someone who passed because I do think it hits the right note. I agree. Mm-hmm. I've also been wondering if Oscar's dad is a doctor. How does he not have enough money to support Mama Santana for retirement as opposed to the children needing to pool their money?
Two
That's
families.
That's pretty funny question. Yeah.
Oh, you- look, if you really want to break it down, my dad's helping my mom, but we want to help my mom as well.
There you go.
It's very nice. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it. Very nice. And that's kind of, when Oscar's that brief, it's usually like, get out of my business.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But Pony does bring up the second family in Bolivia.
It's a this secret. Is true.
Secret. Don't tell anybody.
Secret family. Also, I think it's hilarious when Oscar tries to do impressions because they're so bad. can he try a Salad Fingers impression? Thanks, Zach.
Oh yeah,
in Sacramento. Let's see.
What's his name?
This person's name is Zach in Sacramento.
I got it.
And now you got to turn his microphone up because
Please.
It's gonna work really good. This is Oscar's Salad Fingers. He said a dirty word.
You can't say that.
That said, oh no. He said F all. That's what he said. We can start. Yeah. We're going to take a break.
Tony Perkins, by the way, on the horn when we come back.
Nice.
We'll talk to Tony, who's up in New York for a big appearance at Caroline's Comedy Club. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, we have many income streams right here at the Mike O'Mara Show. We have the bonus shows. That's a big one, isn't it, Rob?
Cornerstone.
Yeah, the show depends on it.
Work harder.
Real important. Go subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. We have our Amazon connection.
Yes.
Too. Yes, the Amazon portal is huge. You must always use it.
Shop through Amazon. And, of course, we'd like you to support our advertisers. That's very important, is it not?
Yeah, and not just financial support, but support them morally.
You know you're an ass. That's it. That's our promo. Thank you.
That's a good promo.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Harry's. My day just isn't right if I don't start off with an amazing shave with my Harry's razor. Harry's is the best thanks to Jeff and Andy. You see, Jeff and Andy were two ordinary guys. They're fed up with getting ripped off by Big Razor. Go into the drugstore. You'll see what Big Razor does to you. Just take a look at those plastic cases where you need like a howitzer to get through. Of course, I don't want you to take a gun in there and try to break in.
No.
Well, in fact, I don't want you to have anything to do with Big Razor. I want you to go to Harry's. Harry's takes less profit, and they sell directly to you over the internet. Harry's offers their blades at half the price, just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you're going to pay at the drugstore. A Harry's razor includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. It's got a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades, a lubricating strip, a trimmer blade, plus a blade cover for when you travel. I shave with Harry's, and I love it. You will love the smooth comfort and the finest shave of your life. And the Harry's lathering shave gel is the best I've ever put on my
face.
Bar none. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right, free. You get a razor handle of your choice, a 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. It's free when you sign up. Just pay a small fee for shipping just to try them out. That's how good they are. Mm-hmm. To redeem the free trial, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now. As soon as you start, you're never going to look back. You will not use another razor. I promise you that. That's harrys.com/TMOS. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Tony Perkins, a lifelong pal of mine and a good guy, is up in New York because they've got a big show up at Caroline's Comedy Club.
On Broadway.
On Broadway. We are calling now to Tony's hotel room. This is Tony Perkins, who is in bed with Gary Stein
in a
major hotel in Manhattan. Tony!
You're not supposed to know that.
Tony, first of all, let me apologize for not promoting your big appearance at Caroline's enough on the show. We should have put that in your regular promo slot, but that is a fun gig, and you got to be pretty psyched. Tell me all about it. I'm excited.
First of all, no apologies necessary. We should have been calling in every day. We're terrible at this kind of thing. We didn't think of it. We are very, very excited. The show is tonight, Caroline's on Broadway, 7:00. We went to the club yesterday. It's a gorgeous comedy club. the premier club in New York City. As I think you guys know, we've got Tom Bergeron from Dancing with the Stars on the show. May Tang, who was John Lennon's girlfriend back in the 70s and has written 17 books about that 18-month relationship. We've got comedian Vince August with us, and it's just going to be a blast. We're thrilled.
That is fantastic. I think the future, as we have demonstrated both our shows, of doing these live podcasts, lots of fun for the audience, lots of fun for the listeners, and a great way to generate new interest in the Tony Perkins Show, which is really one of the
exciting
best shows
for you. Yeah.
On the network. We're so, you guys are growing, and you're always hustling, and you're out there doing it and having a fantastic time. And by the way, if I should mention that Tony has this tiny little day job that he does, and Tony is the anchor of Fox 5 News in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And this is Tony's it's kind of, let me be honest, it's a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing.
Okay? Oh, it is.
It is.
If you want to see Mr. Hyde, get on a train, get on a plane, fly to New York this evening, drive in from the suburbs, and you'll see Mr. Hyde up on stage where he's just a little dirty birdie. Yes.
Yeah, right. I have a question for Mr. Hyde, actually, Tony, if you have a moment. Any bounce back or any sort of ramifications felt when you described pornography on your most recent podcast, and then you had to sit down and tell us the news the next night on Channel 5?
Rob, I will give you an honest answer. Every morning this week, I've awakened sweating it out, picking up my phone, hoping that there is no blowback.
There's no way. I'll tell you, anchor men like you have tenure, as far as I'm concerned. I think you're doing a great job on Fox 5, and I know that you love this outlet and you enjoy it, and this is a labor of love, but I want to see your show grow. Mm-hmm. And if you are in New England, if you're anywhere in the New York suburbs, you're in Connecticut, you're in Jersey, if you can get to Carolina,
yeah, worth a
go
trip.
On there. Go on there so Tony's not just dealing with tourists, say, I love you on Good Morning America.
Right, exactly. I'll tell you what we'll do. The tickets are at carolines.com. The show is at 7. Anybody who comes in and tells me that they heard about it on the Michael Mara Show, Gary and I, well, let's be honest, I'll buy you a drink.
Hey, that's nice.
Yeah, Stein won't, that's for sure. He'll try to sell him a T-shirt. That's what he'll do.
He will sell him a drink.
You know what? Congratulations. I heard that from Marcus this morning, and I'm super psyched. And you've got a guy from Vermont that's coming down to see you. I know that because he's coming down
Fantastic.
To see you tonight.
We're looking forward to it.
Good luck with that, Tony. Have a great show at Caroline's. 7 o'clock tonight on Broadway in New York City.
Woo!
Caroline's Comedy Club.
Yeah.
The Tony Perkins Show. Enjoy yourself, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye,
Take care,
Tony.
Tony. Bye-bye.
That's Tony Perkins.
Break a leg tonight.
Buddy. That's what makes him so cool. Yeah. I've known TV personalities throughout my career that are, a lot of them are behind the scenes really fun people.
Right.
Really cool people. Wendy Rieger comes to mind, who I went to school with. I went to AU with Tony, too. Tony is somebody who really just, though, has to, he needs this creative outlet. And
or his
so
head will
fun.
Explode.
Yeah.
It really will.
And it's just so guy. Unfortunate that he chose Gary Stein to hook up with. I just find that so sad.
Hey, Mike, it's how you look at it. For Gary, Gary, it's a tremendous break.
They last a lifetime.
It's a delightful break for Gary. It truly, we kid because we love Gary. We kid because we love.
You're going to get a long message. Long message.
No. Gary Stein, I like
him. I'm happy we were able to get him on at least for the day of promotion.
Yeah, something. Cool.
Yes. Would have been nice to have him on a week before. Would have been a nice, fun trip. But hey, the good that comes out of that? Got another venue we can knock their door.
True.
Anyway, we'll take a break. And yes, it's always about us. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, boys. It's me, Shannon.
My favorite.
The Oscar Santana scholarship winner. Oscar just gave me another pep talk about how I need to start pulling my weight. So I'm going to help out by promoting Tech 411. It's amazing. Oscar is out right now with his Tech 411 co-host and best friend, Todd Moore. Todd's probably surfing the back plane of a router, if you catch my meaning. Anyway, tune in to Tech 411 on more broadcasting so Oscar can become a big success and I can keep milking him dry. buy a master's degree.
Shannon in the morning.
We had a big pep talk just last night.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
yes.
Maybe we can discuss that when we come back.
Mike, it was one of these issues where I said, I can't wait to tell the guys.
Oh, fantastico. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. We take you to the Knights of Columbus Wedding Chapel. No, it's just the hall down there for Amazon. Take it away, guys.
Listen, gentlemen.
Are we on?
Yes.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Are we all in the room together? Hi, yes. Everybody. Yay! Hey, listen. Thank you. Thanks so much. Glad to have you with us. Can you turn the music off, Rob?
Sure, we can kill the phone, kill the music.
Appreciate it. God, is that REO Speedwagon?
No, that is 38 Special.
38 Special, same thing. Hey, everybody, with this crazy weather, you have no idea what to expect day to day, right?
Right.
You in the bay, huh? Thank you. Thank you. Isn't it crazy?
Wow.
Great to be back at the Knights of Columbus Hall. Yeah, you got your... Hi, it's Norm McDonald. You got your snow, heat, hail, thunderstorms, cyclones, typhoons, locusts. You know, let me tell you about Amazon.com, all right? Yeah, online shopping. Isn't that great? Do it right from your underwear and your couch. Send it out there. If you do it, I want you to make sure you go through the Mike O'Mara Show portal. What's a portal? Are you on a big Queen Mary? On the Queen Mary? Huh? You going across the Atlantic Ocean? What's a portal? What the hell's a... You down there, the big guy with the Hawaiian shirt. What's a portal?
That's not a porthole. That's a portal. It's the way you enter the internet, Norm.
Oh, how about that? Yeah. Does it get seawater in it? What's going on with that?
I liked you on Saturday Night Live.
Thank you. It doesn't cost you any extra to go through the O'Mara portal, all right? Go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon, all right? Yeah, do that. And click the Amazon button on our website and use the TMOS app and click it. They put a little shopping cart, yeah.
Just
click
that. A little
shopping cart right up on the... that's clever. How do you get that? That tells you to shop, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, do some shopping. And shop like you normally would, and shop Amazon through TMOS. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem, all right?
All right.
All right, I'm going to do the rest of the show like this. What do you think of that? Huh?
I was ready to play you
good
off.
Night, everybody. Bye-bye.
That's Norm McDonald, everybody. Woo! Very nice.
Thank you. A little unusual Amazon commercial there. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So much to get to that I haven't gotten to this particular week, but I put on my show prep for, I think, 3 days in a row, Oscar's Home World.
Yes.
When Oscar mentions Woo! Pep Talk, it means two things. It means we all have to gird our loins for another misogynistic rant, sure. And Rob has to have the alarm ready.
I disagree because every time I give a pep
you
talk...
You disagree?
They're not misogynistic. They're based in fact, and they're just my experience. Now, if you decide to interpret them as misogynism, then that's on you guys.
Well, I think really just the notion.
Of a pep talk, the very concept of the fact that you give her a pep talk like she needs
people
to be
need
up.
To be led, Mike. Some people need to be led.
Yeah, I agree
led
with that.
Poison.
Especially in a relationship.
Okay,
and
so
sometimes
what happened
a woman
today?
Does it, sometimes a man does it.
Sure,
the man does it in this case, where...
Oh, the man.
I said, Shannon, we've got this global warming bit happening. We were supposed to execute this AC HVAC, Mike, for about a year now, right?
Now, as far as, is that calling a heating and air conditioning company to have them install some
we
stuff?
We have three quotes. One quote was always the best. It was a friend's company. I will not name them because we are paying full price. And
Pony HVAC.
And I happen to have a credit card that will give me decent terms to not even just, you know, piecemeal the payment on this. So
if your house is too hot, it's Mr. Cool. Call Mr. Cool because your house is too hot.
And I said, Shannon, we got to decide. We got to pull the trigger. Like, I can't sweat another summer in this house.
But you know what? You actually, considering you sawed off and removed all of your radiators, you caught a lucky break with the mildest winter on record.
Yes.
Yeah, you really have, which
lucky.
Is great,
right? Mm-hmm. So I look at her. She goes, when do you want to do it? I said, I'm doing the heavy lifting. I'm paying the APR on this credit card. You just have to get it coordinated.
So what you're asking her to do... And you've got a sympathetic ear here. You Thank don't you. Always, mm-hmm. but you have it here. Is you're asking her to make that this is something that she makes the arrangement.
Yes.
For. You've basically already cleared the decks for the payment of this.
Yes.
You've approved the payment.
Yes.
Go ahead. Shannon, sweat out the details. Arrange a guy to come out and get it done.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I said.
But she doesn't want to do that.
Well, no. We've talked about it for 3 months. Mm-hmm. I said, if I have to do it, we will just get a few R2-D2 machines and put them in the windows.
Okay.
That, I mean, that's the plan B.
But she does she want more elaborate?
She would like I think anybody would in a developed country, air conditioning. And I would
I would love to have central air conditioning.
You hit the alarm for yourself. That's not fair. That's not fair. That's Rob Shannon. Rob Spiewak did that.
Sometimes when it's too hot, I perspire on my throne.
Okay. I love you.
That's you know, it's just a joke, my dear.
Hit it again, my dear. All right.
As she was stomping up the stairs just last night saying, man, it's hot. I said, yeah, it is pretty hot. Remember that invoice we talked about?
Oh, yeah.
That, by the way, if you want a clear understanding of the relationship that Oscar has with Shannon, you know, just rent the Jennifer Lopez filmography.
Yes.
That is terrible. That is a really, that is horrible.
Which one, made in Georgetown.
No, we're not even going into details. I'm sorry.
Which one? The one that she's getting when she's getting beaten by her boyfriend.
You see, that's the obvious joke. But I feel that
jiggly.
I think Mike was going much more delicate. But let's move on.
Let's move on.
Well, she trains up her abusive husband. Is that the one?
I love that movie. I love Enough. That's my favorite.
Enough.
By the way, I have always said Jennifer Lopez is one of the world's most underrated actresses. She's made some crappy movies, but she's been in some good ones, too. I love The Cell. I love Enough. I love it. And then she trains and she beats the crap out of her.
Spoiler alert.
It's 20 years old.
I know. Do you know that I did say as she was stomping down as the light bulb went off and she's like, yeah, I did say I'd do that about 2 months ago. Right.
The light bulb went off. That's
for her.
Okay, I see.
It went on.
You're right.
Thank you,
it went on, and she's like, I could just shoot an email now. He's clearly has a credit card that's going to cover the little sub 10 grand issue because it's a small house, Mike. Small house, they got a duct, they got to put all kinds of things, right?
They have to go in and do all that.
They got to get a crane to put a unit on the roof. What happened to the pulley method?
Boy, you're
pulley.
You're going to love it this summer, though. Get it done. You're going to love it this summer.
What happened to the pulley method? The Three Stooges stopped making movies in 1950. That's what happened to the pulley method.
Why you don't you dare pick it up on that end. Jesus. All right. Thank you.
So they said.
It's slipping, Mo.
It's going to fall off the roof, Mo.
And these words rolled off my tongue more as a bit, but also I did feel this way. I said I would like to not be gaming and sweating at the same time.
Is that what you said this summer?
Gaming and sweating.
identifying yourself as partner of the year. That this is the woman who loves that when you're gaming, when you're doing your gaming, when those thumbs are flying over those controls, you don't want to be cracking a sweat in a hot
I don't
tiny
like
room.
It when my thumb sticks to the joystick.
Can I ask you a question? Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Are you enjoying are you making it a home? Are you enjoying it or are you just kind of biding your time?
Yeah, because there was bad feelings when you initially moved in that sort of redoubled over the first months.
What was joy has now eroded to a type of, I guess I'm dead inside, Mike, when it comes to the house.
Because you're numb, because it's such a pain in the ass.
Because I'm numb. And I really can't do anything substantial to the home until I hit my year mark. For those of you involved in any sort of line of credit on your home, you have to own it for a year, apparently.
Yeah.
So you don't. But I mean, the home itself. Do you like being there? Do you like the neighborhood? I mean, are there any positives at all for the money pit that you purchased?
I think I'll like it once we were able to remodel it with the line of credit. I didn't know you had to wait a year. I wish I would have known that until I called Bank of America.
How am I coming in down there, guys? Everything
you sound great. You sound great.
Perfect.
Okay.
Bank of America said, as soon as I walked in, I remember buying the house and I walked in. I said, I'd like to put an addition on this house. What type of terms can you give me? They said, son, come back in a year.
That's all right. I get it. So you can't do what you want to do. So is she going to make
And
the
you
call?
Know why
is
you can't
gonna...
do you, we can't do it, Mike? Because
why?
So for example, the major, you walk into a house, right?
Yes.
What's the first thing you see outside of the paint and the walls?
A naked homemaker.
No.
Yeah.
No, you see the floor, right? And my yes. floor looks like a bear was scratching on a tree, like all just broken
so
bark.
So it's got
and
scraps and it's got, shards it's and
it's
all
the
that.
It's like an old battleship made of wood. And
I think really, as someone who has purchased and sold homes and is in the market to get an extra bedroom, if I could ever get it for the same
yes.
cost of my house, you
right.
know, if I could do that, I think floors are it. And people just don't pay attention to it. I yeah. think people really think you're not looking down. It's the first thing you look at.
So the floors are what depress me because I have to walk in around my house in shoes.
Right.
God forbid yeah. I put. And that is still the case this day.
And you yes. are still of fearing the fact that if you were to sand them one more time, they would disappear.
Also, you can't do the floors if you're going to get all this other work done.
Floors
first.
Are the last thing you do.
Floors are the last thing you do. So I've been living in what is essentially a splinter box for almost a year.
Splinter box!
You know, I
it's kind of bumming me out.
A few weeks back, we looked at a house just for fun because it's what we do. And this is a process of years. Whether we would be able to do it, I have no idea. We keep buying the bonus shows, though, please.
Please.
We loved it. Well, it's not going to be anymore. We have to trade our house for another house. It's got to be yeah. even swap. So you're looking constantly. I was tempted to tell this realtor that was showing us this house. I said, by the way, what was going on up in this bedroom? Was someone milking the prostate of a camel?
Oh.
I'm very curious about that. Odor and carpeting. And it's stunning. It's stunning that people say, buy this. Make the most expensive purchase you've ever made, and we're going to make the house smell like a locker room. Thank yeah. you very much. We appreciate
and
it.
And there oh, is so another bad. Issue I don't think I've ever talked about on this program.
Kind of tells you the houses I'm looking at. Too.
the gentleman who, who was renting the house before we bought it
yeah.
right.
had a dog, and no one knew he had a dog. You know why no one knew he had a dog?
Why?
Because that dog was probably doing number one and number two inside this little closet on our first floor.
Oh, my
so
God.
So when it gets humid, you smell urine.
Yeah.
You
that's
smell
what
the
I
urine
bought.
That's soaked into the
yes.
water. Yeah, dogs will
yes.
do that. That's, and that's the number one thing is
so to speak.
Crappy. Yeah, number one. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right?
Pets.
So clever. When it
are
gets humid,
get the air
like we get a little hot snap, and I'm like, oh, was I hammered and did I take a leak on the first floor?
Hey, but a great place to hang your coat is that closet. You bought a nice heavy wool top coat.
Yeah.
Peacoat. Yeah. So to speak.
A peacoat. Thank you.
So there are two. Again, I brought this up to the experts and they said, you can just put ammonia down and it'll kill the odor. Yeah, it's good for two hot snaps. And then as soon as the third one comes, I'm like, that's what.
Get in there with the crowbar. Rip
right?
out the floor.
You got to rip them out.
Yeah. Yeah. And then use the crowbar to beat up that dog.
Then fall on it. Like in your mouth. So it kills you.
Phineas,
so are you going
yourself.
To get the? Are you going to get the AC? Are you?
Yes, we're getting the AC, Mike. Shannon said within a week we'll be doing some prep.
Wow. Yes.
Then when it gets really super hot, please tell me how it works out.
Yeah.
I really like to.
You know
that.
What's also great
out.
Is when they put in the bulkhead. Is that what you call it?
I don't know what you're about to describe.
Yes. You know how I don't have that much square footage?
Yeah.
They're going to encroach on my postage stamp over a room with this big duct going through the entire house.
Because they don't have any room.
There's no room.
Hey, you know what? It was so what? So you hit your head on it. Who cares?
I cool can't wait comfort. Till you see it, Mike. You will literally, you will be okay. so distraught.
Mike, here is a true story that I have never told. Is when I drive home from here, I drive by Oscar's house every afternoon.
Yes.
I don't pass it on the way here, but I do pass right. it on the ride home. Mm. Every day, I tap my brakes and I look at the width of the house. Every day, I don't tire of this because I know exactly where he lives. And yes. I say, that's where it starts. There's the front door, and that's where it ends. And it really, it is like looking at a greeting card. It is so narrow. And there are times when I drive by his house and I see him, or I've seen Shannon.
Yes.
And I don't wave, and I sort of avert my eyes because I say, they're going to see me looking at their house.
How many vents will you have in your HVAC?
We only need two on the first floor because it's so small.
That's so small.
And
wow,
two upstairs.
It is. Now, but you also,
two
you'll need an intake.
On the first
that's
floor.
It.
You'll need an upstairs and a downstairs intake probably. So they'll have to have
no,
three
No, probably
holes.
Not.
One intake
small.
At the top.
One intake.
We'll take
okay.
care. Remember, 888 square feet.
Not big.
That's all. Not two intakes. No, that's
Mike.
Big.
You know
good
that
luck. Let me know how
800 square feet can be serviced by one of those roll around air conditioners that you can buy at Home Depot.
That's what I told Shannon.
Yeah, but that takes up floor space too.
That's true.
And you need exhaust.
It'll probably be sellable when you finally get the hell out of there. Thank all right, God. We got to take a break. When we come back, news you awesome. May not need, ladies and gentlemen. We will be right back.
Rent, don't buy.
Rent, don't buy.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I can't say my name because saying my name is one of my biggest fears.
Ah, yes, we talk about biggest fears. You'll be surprised maybe at what my biggest fear is.
I don't think I'll be.
Also, we've got pornography for the blind. We're serious. It's a thing.
You know, we've already done the segment and I'm still laughing.
And popular cliches. All of it is on this week's episode of the show. Check us out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
And check him out. Caroline's tonight, 7 yes. o'clock. That's awesome. Thursday night at Caroline's. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. We love Vistaprint, and we've been asking you to send in your business cards to Rob Spiewak. You have, and now 500 business cards, $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10, and Rob has another one. Here's a person that was smart enough to get some free advertising on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Very, very cool. This is foodallergy.org. It is an organization called Food Allergy Research and Education, FAIR. It's Leah Robolito, and she told me not only does she get her cards from Vistaprint, everyone in her office does because they were able to customize and get exactly what they wanted. So thank you, Leah.
It's very cool.
We've all made Vistaprint business cards. We love them. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great, the best customer service, great quality, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. If you are not 100% happy, Vistaprint's going to make it right for you. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you will get the greatest deal in the world. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your own custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. And thank you.
News.
This is kind of a mess. Big story, and I have to share it with you.
It's okay.
Kind of, it is and it isn't. I'm not going to judge. I'm just going to share it with you. Back in 2015, Joe Biden's son, Bo Biden, died of brain cancer at the age of 46.
Right.
Amazing tragedy for the Biden family, and I'm such a fan of Joe. He left behind a wife named Hallie and two kids. Well, Hallie has a new boyfriend, and his name is Hunter. Hunter Biden. Hunter is Bo's brother. And he's married, but he's separated. Hunter and his wife, Kathleen, are separated. They supposedly already were when he and Hallie hooked up. A source says they split in 2015. It's odd. Let me finish the story and then I'll throw
it
up.
You got to break it down to us as well.
Joe and his wife, Jill, are cool with it. They issued a statement saying, quote, "We are all lucky that Hunter and Hallie found each other as they were putting their lives together again after such sadness. They have mine and Jill's full and complete support, and we are happy for them."
Can you break that down like with X's and O's? What just happened?
Well, no. Okay, you've got someone who's separated that was married to the other guy, and his brother passed away. He hooked up with somebody who was married to his brother. That's it.
The two Biden sons.
Oh.
One passed Hunter, away.
That's this just is like what, Legend of the Falls.
Hunter says, quote, "Hallie and I are incredibly lucky to have found the love and support we have for each other in such a difficult time, and that's been obvious to the people who love us most." Let me hear the quote again from the Bidens.
Right.
Joe Biden says they have mine and Jill's full and complete support, and we are happy for them, and that is good enough for me.
Not Judge me, not Mike.
Lest
not me. Let me shocker. Say this.
Shocker. No.
You don't go sniffing around when your brother kicks the bucket.
You know, it's...
Well said.
Yes, thanks, thank Oscar. You're a sensitive man. No, what do you think, Rob?
I think I would never begrudge anyone their happiness. And I would think if one is coming from a widow situation and one is coming from a separation leading to a divorce situation, I think they're probably looking for happiness and comfort. And if they can find it in each other, I say all the best and good for them, especially if the family supports it.
Yeah, it's sad.
Still, it's still not an easy situation.
It's consolidation,
well, I don't think it's easy.
Though.
It's probably not easy.
Just keeping
I would
it all
imagine,
in the family.
But it's not easy to live in that family. Oh, consolidation.
Do you know what the worst thing is? Really, really the worst thing, like really, really bad, is when these two start talking to each other.
I know.
I mean, can we put up like a, can we put just like a partition?
I see what he's saying. They're streamlining the family.
Yeah, it's not a website, though. All right?
You know,
you're not putting in a new password.
Get his other radio partner in, and the three of these guys can sit around and talk to an action figure.
That's right.
That's it. You know, that's what we got here.
And Pony, do you know why they're dating? Because she doesn't live in Baltimore.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go to a funeral for that death inside of both of you. That's for sure. Rachel.
We buried Pony's soul.
Soulless monsters. Rachel Dolezal got straight up caught pretending to be a black woman, but she doesn't care. She's doubling down. A British tabloid found out that last year she legally changed her name to Nkechi Amari Diallo. Nkechi is Nigerian, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, for gift of God, and Diallo means bold. Now, there's also been a recent report that Nkechi is on food stamps and about to be homeless because she hasn't been able to get a job since her scandal.
Right.
But she does have a book coming out at the end of this month called In Full Color, Finding My Place in a Black and White World. So maybe that'll help. How long ago
was that scandal? Was it like 2 years ago?
Year or two.
Okay, yeah. Two, wow.
Yeah. Mm.
Name change doesn't change a race.
That's right.
She's also dating one of Joe Biden's. No.
Mike!
Sorry about
she's
that.
She's consolidating.
The Dancing with the Stars cast was announced. I won't linger on this. Here they go. Here are the people. Simone Biles, she's the Olympian gymnast.
All right.
She's squeezing every ounce out of that fame that she can. Nancy Kerrigan. Is on
there.
Oh, you know they're making a movie about her.
Double R-I-G-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N-S-K-A-N somebody from the past. Charo.
Now, Mike, Charo is as a Latin man, Charo is a gift.
You know what?
I, delicious.
I have seen her on TV within the past couple years, and although her face is extraordinarily altered,
yes,
she still has the body and she can still move. I think she's going to do very well.
I think she was a lot younger. That she looked a lot older when she was a lot younger. Does that make any sense?
It does.
So so Charo has not aged. That she's not as old as people might think she is. Chris Kattan.
Oh, well, they had to put him on so someone could be voted off on week one.
And this last guy, I don't know, Nick Vial. Who's Nick Vial?
Nick Vail, he's a bachelor.
Nick Vail?
Yes.
Is his name really pronounced Vail?
Vail, yes.
Oh,
so it's
bachelor.
Spelled V-I-A-L-L, and it says, so he got the I and the A. Oh, what a dick. I don't like him already.
Yeah.
Nick Vail.
Most
who
people
is,
don't.
He's the bachelor?
He's a bachelor. Remember, he's the locker room cancer of his own show.
That's right. He's ruining it. And Corinne is gone.
According to a new study, the average public swimming pool, get ready to throw up in your mouth. I'm not kidding you. This is nasty, and this may be a significant enough story that'll change me from going into a pool.
Oh, dear.
The average public swimming pool contains up to 20 gallons of urine.
Ah!
Gallons.
Gross.
Oh,
gallons.
Man. Wow.
It's more than your closet.
It's more
Rob,
than closet.
You're terrible. A group.
I don't like to get out. I just like to stay in the shallow end and, hang out.
He's never said that.
That's true. He's never actually been wet, Mike. He's never bathed nor swam.
You can't get him wet.
No, he will dissolve like he's made of sugar. Actually, he's not made of sugar. He's made of Dorito powder.
Don't feed him after 9 either.
I haven't even gotten into the story.
Happy birthday.
A group of researchers in Canada figured it out.
Yeah, just quickly, Mac left our game at one point. We were like kicking ass and taking names. Guys, I got to eat my wings. And he left to eat his wings in the middle of the game.
Poor Mac.
And then he peed in the pool.
All right. And Canada figured it out by testing 23 public pools for traces of an artificial sweetener that's used in a lot of processed foods.
Hey!
Your body doesn't...
Right? Processed foods for Mac.
Your body doesn't break it down, so when you pee, it's still in there. One pool they tested was about a third of the size of an Olympic swimming pool.
And they actually calculated it had 120 gallons of urine. Another one was about half as big, so more like a hotel swimming pool, and it had around 8 gallons of pee. If you crunch the numbers, that means the average backyard swimming pool would have about 2 gallons of urine. We might not pee in our own pools quite so freely, though. They also took samples from, oh God, this is going to make me throw up, 8 hot tubs. And the hot tubs are in even worse shape. There was less urine, but also a lot less water to dilute it.
Sure, a richer mix, Mike.
One hotel hot tub they tested had 3 times the concentration of urine as the worst swimming pool. That is a
lifeguard, there's a recommended dosage for chlorine or pH
value,
right?
Pool, yeah.
Right. I would shock that thing every day.
I don't blame you.
Filthy little animals that were not getting out of the pool when they needed to go.
You know, we actually asked Matt Bloom about his jacuzzi, and he said,
"I didn't like the bubbles."
That's right.
Thank you. I got that. Thanks, Pony. Got that yesterday. Here are 6 car colors and what people think they say about your personality. So, if you have this color car,
okay.
Make note. A black car makes you seem charming, intelligent, and ambitious, but also selfish. Mm. White or silver makes you seem trustworthy.
Yay.
Red makes you seem happy and adventurous, but also angry. Blue makes you seem loyal, kind, and considerate. Be kind and considerate and forgiving. Steve Martin.
That's right.
Tan or brown makes people think you're grumpy, mean, and boring. A tan or brown car.
Tan.
And a gold car makes you seem greedy and wealthy. Well, that's stupid and obvious.
Yeah.
Obviously, it has to be an expensive car, though. Even if it's gold, people won't think you're rich if you're driving a 1998 Ford Focus. So
yeah. My mom, all gold Camrys.
Yeah.
All
solid gold. Solid gold.
The survey also found men think women in red cars are the sexiest, and women think blue cars are the most attractive for men. The least attractive car color is brown.
Yeah.
Brown, flush it down.
If you have a red Buick, you seem like you're mad because it's always a piece of
One new choice, though. I'll give you a free pass on that. And now a little something. A 24-year-old guy named Jonathan Davis was sitting in the gallery at an attempted murder trial last Thursday in Florida. It was Gainesville. Apparently, he was friends with the guy on trial. In the middle of it, someone noticed he was recording video with his cell phone, which you're not allowed to do in a trial. Duh. One of the bailiffs took his phone, and as it turned out, he wasn't just recording. He was live streaming the trial on Facebook, which you're really not allowed to do. The judge didn't like it. He ended up finding him in contempt and sentenced him to 6 months in jail.
Yes.
Good.
Before the trial started, a few witnesses were scared to testify. So the judge was worried about witness intimidation, and he took this live streaming seriously. Yeah. Jonathan could appeal the ruling. He told the judge he's a musician and claimed he was trying to record audio of the trial to use for his music. But he didn't have an excuse for live streaming it on Facebook. And, of course, for me, it's just a Florida story, and it leads me to, I haven't done it in a while, another Florida slogan of the day.
So this would be a new slogan for today, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to do it like with real announcer voice today.
Oh, good.
Okay, here we go. Here we are. Florida, with new and creative ways to bring stupid into your life. Thank you.
I'm just going to film this for my mixtape.
Yeah. I'm going to do a mashup.
Yeah. I'm going to go get some wings. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the audio ball without speak right after this.
Hello, friends. You're listening to the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ, and I'm here with the grand poobah of that radio station, Mr. Steve Bridges. Steve, how you doing today?
Yeah, not too good. No one's paying.
Well, I understand that, Steve, but you love radio, don't you?
I hate it.
Don't you love the Mike O'Mara show?
Yeah, by the way, no one's paying.
Okay, that's Steve Bridges, and you're listening to the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ, where you can hear the Mike O'Mara show Monday through Friday at 4:30 in the afternoon.
By the way, I need some promos.
You're going to get them, Steve.
What?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I like a promo that ends with what? The TMOS bonus packages. You don't know what you're missing if you don't have it. 100% organic, 100% fun, without the burden of commercials or censorship. We never know where we're going or where we're going to end up, and that is the fun of the bonus show. So be a part of the fun. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all of our 2017 bonus content, plus the entire anthology at over a 25% savings. It's all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look
for the Banner Mark TMOS bonus packages. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click the bonus banner and get her done. Plus, a great way to support TMOS. The future of the show depends on it. The TMOS bonus package. Do it today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Thursday, March 2, 2017. Take it away, Rob.
I always get excited when we get to play one of my favorite games, which is Let's Make Oscar Translate.
Please.
Last night, there was a Conan O'Brien special on before his regular show that he filmed in Mexico. And the open of the show and his first couple monologue jokes were in Spanish.
Okay.
So let's have the open, and Oscar, if you can translate them for us after the fact, I would...
A general translation, right? Yeah. He's going to paraphrase.
No, yeah, you can paraphrase right. for us, okay?
Desde los estudios de Televisa en la Ciudad de México, Conan!
Just introducing the studios. Conan, it's his open in Spanish.
Okay.
Diego Luna, el expresidente de México.
Vicente Fox.
Nuestro grupo musical Calibre 50. Con Andrés Richter. Y ahora con ustedes, Conan.
It's just the same intro.
Yeah, okay.
Same intro.
All right. Well, that was an easy.
You thought that was a joke?
No, this is no.
You're so white. Jesus.
I tell you what. I think the heat might be getting to your feeble brain because I introduced it as his show opened.
Okay.
All right. So you want to take a breath? You need some water?
Oh, you know. I'm just following
fine.
Here.
Here you go. This is the opening monologue. His first two jokes.
Okay.
I know vague translations of them, so let's see how Oscar does. All right. All here's right. the first joke.
Buenas noches, me llamo Conan O'Brien, ¿sí? O como me conocen en México, el gringo que llora cuando come salsa que no pica.
He said, good evening, I'm Conan O'Brien,
right.
or how they know me in Mexico, the white guy who cries, and then I didn't catch that last part.
Okay, I'll give you this because yes. I think it's very obscure. He says, I am known as the white man who cries when he eats mild salsa.
Okay, that's what he said. Okay.
All right.
Now, does he speak or did he just memorize the joke?
It sounds to me like he must speak because his inflections are
I've seen
are
bits in the past where he's
good.
Speaking Spanish.
Yeah, he okay. sells the joke right. Yeah. right the second right, joke, Oscar.
Me emociona mucho estar aquí en México. El vuelo de Los Ángeles a la Ciudad de México solo tarda 3 horas y media. Sí, pero el taxi del aeropuerto al Hotel Tado, 2 días.
Okay, so.
You
got it?
My esteem for him.
He's great.
To just speak that language so beautifully and deliver the jokes again. Can you just play that again?
Yeah, absolutely.
One more time
here we go.
The joke. I want to
hear
that.
Buenas noches, me llamo Conan O'Brien. Sí. O como me conocen en México, el gringo que llora cuando come salsa que no pica.
I love this.
Me emociona mucho estar aquí en México. El vuelo de Los Ángeles a la Ciudad de México solo tarda 3 horas y media. Sí, pero el taxi del aeropuerto al Hotel Tado, 2 días.
Do you want me to translate?
Yeah, please
yeah,
do
go
it.
Ahead.
So he says, I'm super emotional for being here in Mexico. He said, you know, the flight from Los Angeles is only 3.5 hours. He goes, but the cab ride from the airport is the last 2 days.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's what it says.
He did exactly yeah. right. Great yeah. job, Oscar.
That's a good joke.
And I'm sure you can see the special on demand. It's really fun to watch.
Okay.
And what I love about it, and you, I think you kind of zeroed in on it, he even does little comedian fillers in Spanish when he says, like, see? You know, he's like,
yeah.
he's really telling
like
the jokes.
Like he's really speaking. Yeah. Very good.
So good for him. This is on our Facebook page. I couldn't link to it on YouTube because it's from ESPN. At the Fresno State Boise State basketball game last night, a guy went for a long shot and it went behind the backboard and got jammed in between the, you know, the
so
beams that hold the basket up.
Yeah.
And it jammed in there really good. The players went after it. First, of course, they jumped, couldn't get there.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to use a broom to get it. No, so the ball is stuck up there.
Really, really wedged in there.
Yeah. So a dad comes down and this kid looks like he's about 8 years old and just holds his kid up and his kid climbs up and frees
and
the ball.
Pulls it out.
And to be honest, I thought this ball was going to the basket. And it almost did how it not caught the other side of the goal. This guy's about to break the basket.
That's Lazaro Rojas, who is redshirting. 6'11", the freshman out of Brazil. He's making contact, but he can't quite get it free. Oh, and here's a little fella.
Oh, this doesn't. This is... This is great.
Look at the crowd.
They're going to allow this little guy to do it.
He's a chance to be a hero.
this young man will be on national television everywhere.
So cool.
Get that young man a scholarship.
Without a fear, that kid climbed up. It was
so
great.
Fun to watch. Like, I saw this. It's so much fun.
I can't wait
fun.
To see the video. I
it's very,
see
very
that.
Cool. That's and awesome. We'll close us with something musical for you today, Mike. Except for the bass drum, every sound you are about to hear comes from a pug. It is a pug snoring. It is a pug snorting. It is a pug. It looks like sniffing.
Is it a pug waking me up this morning?
No, it's a pug also maybe sniffing a corn chip. So maybe with some training, you could have Beluga lay down some sick beats.
God. Pugs. Yeah. There they are. Yeah, those are pug sounds. All right. It's pug snoring.
Yeah.
Yeah. God. Good editing. Yeah, that's for sure.
Don't you just want to do like a sinus flush on those dogs?
Yeah.
You want to just take a plunger and just blow all that snot out of their heads.
They are really the result of bad breeding, are they not?
They are. Yeah. They are. It's just completely caved in face. There they are.
Solid beat.
Who doesn't love a pug?
And I'll steal the joke from Andy Kindler. I'll just say, anytime I hear a song I don't know, I say, what is that, Drake? That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS and continue to do so. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and our executive producer, Matt Oldieboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show 2. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
I didn't like the bubbles.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.